Thank you. devotion means to cling on despite circumstances. And we show devotion to one another, you know, in our marriages, in our friendships, whether things are going well or not. And the thing is, God doesn't change. He's always faithful, but our circumstances are always changing. And when we say that we'll be devoted to you, Lord, it means that we'll cling on. However good or bad, you know, when in marriage, some days feel like great connection and you're really vibing with one another. And on some days, it's difficult just to stay on, just to hold on. And for those of us who are going through a low right now, I feel God saying, just a little is enough. You know, just a little bit. Be devoted to me. Yeah, just a little bit is enough. That's all He's asking. He's not saying that you need to have the best spiritual life in your, you know, entire world right now. He's saying just a little bit, just a little prayer, just a little, you know, spending time with Him. And maybe you can just give that little bit to Him this morning. Stretch yourself and say, God, I'm not feeling it. I'm not really vibing with you, or, you know, it's not the best experience that I've had with you, but I just want to stay with you because I'm devoted to you, Lord.
Amen. And as we sang that song, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms of Jesus, I felt the Lord impress on me that it's not that we have to be strong. He is strong. Amen. So we may be going through difficult situations and saying, I've got to do it. I've got to pull it together. But our strength is in the Lord. Amen. To realize that. And, you know, and as Lasia shared, that we need to just reach out and touch Him. Yeah? He wants to strengthen us. He wants to help us in the situation. So you may be feeling weak. You may be feeling, you know, you sing these wonderful love songs to Jesus and you're not feeling the connection. You're saying, but just reach out to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I'm weak. You're the strong one. You know, and you may have heard all these different testimonies of wonderful healings and things, and you may be asking the question, where is God in my life? And to remind us of His love for us, and to just reach out to Him, devotion, and say, Lord, I'm not sensing you, feeling you, I feel you're distant, but I know you are there. You are the strong one. I'm going to reach out.
Colin also said this. It in my life so many times. I remember reading that verse in Psalms, and I think I was reading it in the Good News Version or the Living Translation, and it said, "Hold my finger and lead me. Hold my finger and lead me." And that particular time, I was, you know, wanting, as if like literally, like, God, you'll just have to do it all. At this point of time, I just have nothing. You come, you hold my finger, you take me along, you may have to carry me. And that is the preciousness of our faith in Jesus. That He does not expect us to be this and that and, you know, a bag of chips and even something more, like, you know, full. He says, I will just do it all. You just say Jesus. Just say the word Jesus. Just say it from your heart. And then, of course, the best of those apostles, Paul says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Because His grace is just enough for any smallness, any weakness, anything. His grace just covers it all.
I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So this is what we have to do. Call unto Him and He will answer us. Thank you, Jesus, that your ears are ever open to us and we are always there to call unto you in our times of trouble and difficulties.
I believe God wants us to hear this from Romans 15 verse 13. Romans 15 verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
There's a beautiful song that says, you know, the line says, love that will not let go. But the background to the song is, there was a young boy and a young girl. They were in love and they were about to get married. But suddenly some disaster struck because the young man realized he was getting blind. When he shared the news with his girlfriend, she said, I can't go ahead with the marriage, she said, because, you know, what life will I have? And so she left him. But this young man, he was holding on to God, and out of that God spoke to him, and then he realized that God's love will not let go. Other loves might let go, but God's love will not let go. And then he wrote the song, a love that will not let go. And our relationship with God, you know, we might have bad days, good days, up days, down days, but God's love will not let go of us. It will pursue us till the very end.
If our God is for us, who can be against us? And I just feel that this verse is a promise for all of us. And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. So, as you're worshiping, just talk to God, and God has great things in store for you. Amen.
Could it?